Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens, at the heart of Irish homes for over 40 years. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
Now, they're the tunes that we hear almost every day, but it's probably fair to say we pay little attention to. Now, that is one of the most synonymous TV news theme tunes from the BBC. But what goes into creating a tune like that? Well, the man responsible for making that one is David Lowe. And David is on the line now. Good morning, David.
Hi, Claire. How are you doing this morning?
Very well. And it's lovely to talk to you. So this is a big question. But what goes into creating a news theme tune?
Well, it's all about, I suppose, first of all, you've got to be quite neutral with news themes. You can't be too negative, or you can't be too happy, you can't be too sad. So that's an important factor. But the other important thing, I guess, is it's all about attracting people's attention, so that as soon as you hear it, you know, it's time for the news. So it's like that, really. It's basically an attention grabber. And it's setting the tone. It's got to be quite, you know, serious, but also, just having that thing of not really giving it any particular emotion.
Well, it's probably a far more complex process than many of us think. And you're going to break it down for us now and explain how and why you added all of the elements. So we'll hear the theme again as you're talking us through it, David. Just tell us and explain how you do it.
Great. Well, I started, I was looking for a sound that would sound really sort of identifiable and instantly recognisable. And one of the sounds that came up was the pips, which you can hear over the top of this. And it's pips works really well because it's about accuracy and reliability. And also it's all about time as well. So the pip, because it's on one beat every second, it's like a clock, you know, so it's giving that sense of accuracy and reliability.
The next element then, David, that we can hear is the bass line, isn't it? What is the function of that?
That's right. So the bass line underneath gives a sense of depth and strength to the whole thing. It sort of holds it all together. And also that particular bass line is called Trisillo. It's in that rhythm, which is actually quite a sort of world bass. You hear it in Asia, in Africa, in India. So it's got that sort of feeling of dum, 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 which you hear around the world. But also because it's got, and it's also driving forward. So it's all about that, but it's mainly about the depth and the strength of it.
Mm-hmm. And then you have to underline the headlines, which is where the big sound comes in.
That's right. So we wanted a sound that highlighted when a headline comes in, a sort of punch of a sound. And so came up with this idea of that big drum, because that's immediately, it grabs your attention, you know, and you know it's very quick. It's very instant. It's very quick, but you know exactly what's coming next. Mm-hmm.
Does this mirror almost every other creative process in that sometimes the completed product can arrive almost immediately, and at other times it's torturous?
I mean, sometimes you get the idea. I mean, I've sat in meetings and literally the idea is sort of buzzed in my head while I've been sitting there, and you know, and you go out of the meeting, you get home, you think, I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to lay those tracks down and see. And then you do enough just to get people the idea. There's no point in doing loads if it's wrong. So you get to know when you've done enough to basically let people hear it, and they'll know if it's right or wrong. Mm-hmm. So other times it can be a bit like Wordle. I don't know if you've ever played Wordle.
Oh, yes.
It's all yes every day. So you know there's an answer at the end of the thing. You know there's five green letters. But so you can do your first line and then you might get it right straight away, or you might get two letters right. And then it's a case of finding out which bits were right, which bits were wrong. And, you know, in the early days, you're always going, they don't like any of it. But then you have to realise maybe they do like, there might be a bit of it that's right. So then it's a case of developing it, and then next word, is that right? No, it's getting closer, but not quite right.
And then suddenly, and then it all
suddenly bang,
fits
it all
and
just
it works.
Comes together.
And yeah. then that meeting that you talk about where you were there to discuss the new BBC News theme at the time, that was the same day that you got the commission for Grand Designs, is that right?
It was actually. I mean, it was an amazing day, to be honest, because and the year before that, I'd also had a hit in the chart. So it was one of those times in life which is sort of like a pretty amazing. So I had the news meeting and I took my demo in quite nervously and sat with all these BBC executives, and we just started the process and they were just introducing me as Dave, the guy that doing the music, you know. And so they said, oh, Dave has got some ideas here, he's just going to play something just to get the ball rolling. And I sat there thinking, press the button on, nervously watching them. And then they all finished, they all looked at me. And then there was a bit of silence for a moment. I was like, oh, no, what are they thinking? And they thought, we absolutely love it. It's perfect. Change it. You've hit it spot on there, you know.
Right. So the creative process was working that day.
Absolutely. So I was feeling quite elated. And then I literally went to another meeting after that one in London. And I walked in. I was going, I just got the BBC News. They love it. I can't play it you. But I was clutching the CD in my hand, you know, and... they said, oh, that's amazing. But well, we've got this new show, and it's about people building their houses and their dreams and their ambitions. And we want something magical and fairy tale like. And so I suppose I was so on a high with the news and everything. I just sat, thought, you know, in my head, I started singing literally almost the Grand Designs tune in my head they were talking.
Well, we can hear what you were singing and what it then became. So you can hear the bit of whimsy there, but also aspirational.
That's right. So it's got that sort of whimsy, magical, dreamlike, you know, waltz time dancing. And then it's really broken up. The trick is with theme tunes is to tell a story, and you've only got 15 seconds to tell that story in, really. So you want to have a beginning and a middle and an end and a resolve. So that really tells the story of the whole thing. So it starts with their dream. And then thinking, and then the middle bit is like the process begins. They start building, and so they get deeper into the project. And then the end is like, oh, there's a little bit of anticipation. Are they going to do it? Aren't they going to do it? And then there's a little flourish at the end to say, yes, here we are, all finished. Ta-da, the reveal, you know, so...
Love it. Listen, David.
That's the sort of scene of it.
What we wanted to do was to play you a couple of the RTE News
okay.
theme tunes from over the
yeah.
years. So we're not asking okay. you to judge these, but we are. There's an interest.
One of these is one of these. You're the one that you're using now, because I've deliberately not listened.
Well,
so
not on this program, but this is okay. on our main news bulletin. So there's an evolution of sound here, really, that we want to get your take on. So what we're going to hear first is this is the theme tune for RTE News from 1983 to 1984.
Okay.
And now we go to 1984 to 1987. Next up, 2003 to 2006. Reminds me of Steven Spielberg on film for some reason. And then we have the current news theme tune. So what I want to talk to you about there, David, is the change in style, what audiences expect and what they get on news theme tunes. You can hear it really clearly, can't you?
It's interesting, yeah, because the 80s ones sound like exactly what I did some in the 80s, and they sound very similar to that. And so as the years have progressed, things are getting bigger and bolder, I think, possibly, is the idea. And I think your latest one, I really like it, actually, because it's got that big It's proud, you know, and it sounds like if you're working at RTE, you feel proud to work there. You know, it's got that, we're proud of what we say, and it's got an important feeling. And it's also quite positive and optimistic in a way, which says more about you than it does about the news, if you see what I mean. Mm-hmm. So it's sort of like it's saying, this is who we are. I'd say the evolution is that thing about getting bigger somehow.
Yeah, well, the message has to be, this is important and you need to listen to it and you can trust us.
Absolutely, that's the one. And interestingly, though, when I started doing the news one, we wanted to get away from using big orchestral sounds, which is what the news music always used to, or still does, and quite often have big orchestral sort of fanfares and, big and bold orchestral things. And when we started, we wanted to try and get away from that originally. And so it was all quite electronic sounding, and, mm-hmm. and it had a completely different sound to anything that was happening anywhere else.
There's another little clip that I want to squeeze in here as well. This is one that you didn't compose, but you did arrange, the Antiques Roadshow theme. What a lovely piece of music.
It's a gorgeous piece of music.
Which transports you to. So what was your brief there?
Well, the brief was to keep the tune, because it's such a lovely tune, so recognisable. But the brief was, could we do anything else with it? A was a question, and B, they changed the format of the way the programme opened from when they first wrote the theme tune or used it, and they've got a much longer introduction now, which is under voiceover. So that the music couldn't be too sort of strident when it's being voiced over, if you see what I mean. And mm-hmm. then it was coming in with a sort of theme at the end, if you like. So it was a case of extending what was there and making it less strident in the middle bits. But also, we also tried different ways of, could we do it on violin? Could we do it almost electronically, maybe? So I gave them lots of different sort of variations of tasters of sounds that it could be, but obviously in the end we went back to the original sound of which is just so lovely.
Yeah. It certainly is. And David, it's been so lovely to talk to you. Thank you very much for joining us. David Lowe, composer there. And David has previously said that one of his career highlights is the arrangement of Chariots of Fire that they played during the medal ceremony at the London Olympics in 2012. So let's hear that.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.